Hello and welcome to day 20 of our preparation for total consecration. We are rounding the corner. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Day 20. You cannot belong to both her and to the world. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot love the Immaculate and love to live in sin at the same time. Loving her means hating sin. Loving sin means hating her. Your baptism has made you a child of God and a child of Mary. It has freed you from sin and servitude to Satan. It has separated you from the world, and you no longer belong to it. For this reason, the Holy Spirit says to you, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Your consecration to our Blessed Lady would not be pleasing to God or to her if it were worldly. That is, if it did not entail a battle against the world and an effort to live a holy life. It would be a false consecration and a false devotion. Our Blessed Lady wishes you to live your consecration to her in the world, but she does not wish you to be of the world. Do not try to conceal worldly behaviors like pride, selfishness, greed, lust, drunkenness, anger, swearing, gossip, slandering, injustice, and other vices under the name and the appearance of belonging to the Immaculate. Your actions must agree with your words. Your formula of consecration to Our Lady cannot hide your sinful actions from the eyes of God. Do not deceive yourself and think that because you have given yourself to our Blessed Mother, you are somehow entitled to love the world without regret and expect to be forgiven anyway. Do not live peacefully in your wicked habits without making any effort to correct them, believing that your consecration to Our Lady gives you this kind of liberty. Do not fool yourself into thinking that you can mock God, that He will forgive such presumptuous sins, and that you will not die without confession and not be lost for all eternity. To truly belong to Our Lady, it is necessary to be genuinely determined to avoid all mortal sin and deliberate venial sin, as well as to practice self-discipline in order to avoid sin and unnecessary occasion of sin. Consecration to her requires doing violence to yourself, overpowering the evil desires of your fallen nature by the grace of the Spirit. For as the Lord says, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force. Our Lady wants to set you free from slavery to the sins the world loves. Remember always, there is one thing that cannot belong to her or become her property, and that is sin. Resolve to tirelessly fight against it and implore her help. She wants you to belong to her, not to the world, and to experience the freedom of the children of God. She is able to convert even the most lukewarm soul and the most hardened sinner. Should you be such a one, lukewarm or struggling with mortal sin, know that she is the mother of the Almighty God, greater than your greatest sins. As long as you persevere in your sincere efforts, she will obtain for you the grace to no longer live complacently in the state of sin, but to repent and to be pardoned, to overcome your evil habits, and to grow in grace until you reach the fullness of grace to which you are called by God. Let us now turn to page 83 for our daily prayers. If you can, please kneel down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The act of adoration of the Most Holy Trinity. I adore you, our Heavenly Father, because you have deigned to place in the most pure womb of Mary your only begotten Son. I adore you, O Son of God, because you condescended to enter the womb of Mary and became truly her actual Son. I adore you, O Holy Spirit, because you deigned to form in her immaculate womb the body of the Son of God. I adore you, O Most Holy Trinity, O one God in the Holy Trinity, for having exalted the Immaculate in such a divine way. And I will never cease daily, from the first moment I awake, to adore you most humbly, O Divine Trinity, with my face to the ground, repeating three times, Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, as it is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Supplication to Our Lady by St. Maximilian Kolbe. Allow me to praise you, O Most Holy Virgin, with my personal commitment and sacrifice. Allow me to live, work, suffer, be consumed, and die for you, just for you. Allow me to bring the whole world to you. Allow me to contribute to your ever greater exaltation, to your greatest possible exaltation. Allow me to give you such glory that no one else has ever given you up to now. Allow others to surpass me in zeal for your exaltation, and me to surpass them, so that by means of such noble rivalry, your glory may increase ever more profoundly, ever more rapidly, ever more intensely, as He who has exalted you so indescribably above all other beings Himself desires. In you alone, God is incomparably more glorified than in all His other saints. For you, God has created the world. For you, God has called me to existence. Allow me to praise you, O Most Holy Virgin, O Mary, conceived without sin. Pray for us who have recourse to you, and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church and those recommended to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And that concludes our preparation for day 20. In today's reflection, we are going to compare consecration according to Louis de Montfort and consecration according to Maximilian Kolbe. They are both total consecration. The first person besides Jesus to give his life entirely to the Virgin Mary was Saint Joseph. The person after that, Saint John. All of the greatest saints lived a life totally dedicated to God, but through the Virgin Mary. Recently, I said that for many, it's like a second baptism being consecrated to the Virgin Mary. And so Louis de Montfort, although he did not make consecration, he really popularized it, and that can't be denied. And if you were to have done his total consecration and read through his consecration formula, he says, I renew the vows of my baptism. So I renew my total commitment to Christ. One of my favorite books of Louis de Montfort, it's very short. It's called The Secret of Mary. I really encourage you to read it. So it's a total consecration. Louis de Montfort's language is one of holy slavery. I give everything. I surrender all of my life to the Virgin Mary. He uses words like this. He says, I give her the goods, both internal and external. Make use of all that I am and all that I have, my life and my death. So total consecration is what, first and foremost, it's absolutely total. There are some questions that arise when people make their total consecration according to Louis de Montfort, and I want to address those because you probably also have those concerning Maximilian Kolbe. So what does it mean to give Mary all of my goods, to give her my life, my merits, all these things? I'm giving these totally to God. Because I don't trust myself, and it is the will of God Himself that I have a mediatrix, that I have a mother who loves me, I'm gonna give her all of my actions. Why? So that she can offer them to God pure and undefiled. One of the analogies that St. Louis de Montfort uses is of an apple and a peasant. I am that peasant. My offerings to God are truly tinged with self-love. They're tinged with all sorts of little imperfections. But if I give them to the Virgin Mary, she takes that apple in this scenario and cuts away any brown spots, removes any worms from them, puts it on a very nice platter after having it sliced up very beautifully. She presents it beautifully to the king, and our king is very impressed with this offering because it has been made perfect in the hands of the Mother of God. And he says, who's this from? This is from your servant Gabriel. Wow. How beautiful, how wonderful. So when we give Mary all of our merits, we give her all of our actions, she puts them to good use. So my cameras, my family, my money, my computers, everything, my home, all of it is now the property of the Virgin Mary. And this is so beneficial because it gives me a healthy detachment from it. But what about my merits? What about my prayers? This is really where the questions come in. So anytime I do a good work, anytime I pray, my merit is increased. And I'm telling the Virgin Mary, all the merit that I earn, all the sacrifices that I make, all the prayers that I make, I give all of that to you. And she, like a good banker, invests it where it needs to be invested. You have a family member that you don't know about is struggling with some hidden sin, and you've been praying the rosary for another intention. Our Lady will take that merit, grab it, you've given it to her, and she applies it where it's needed most. Don't fear that somebody's gonna miss out because you've consecrated yourself to Mary. There are only benefits, and you don't have to think that much about it. Just from time to time say, don't forget, Mother, I give you everything, I give you all. And this happens with the morning consecration. Some people will ask me, well, does that mean I can't pray for this person or that person because I've given all of my prayers over to Mary and all of my merits? Absolutely not. Louis de Montfort uses the phrase slave. Maximilian Kolbe says property, possession, and then he goes into way more, which I love and we're going to get into in a moment. But the first and foremost role of the Virgin Mary is your mother. So if there's something that's weighing on your heart, if there is an intention that is really bothering you, Marian consecration does not erase this filial love that I have for the Virgin Mary, this deep reverence and respect that she has for me as a person. I can run to her like a loving mother and say, Blessed Mother, I know everything's in your care, but this is really heavy on my heart. And sometimes there will be things that are heavy on your heart that serve as motivators for you to pray so much more. And Mary is using that as the opportunity for grace to be generated and thus distributed to all of your family and friends. So how does this differ from St. Maximilian Kolbe? I mentioned that Louis de Montfort uses the word slave a lot, like several times throughout his consecration. He says slave of Mary, slave of Jesus, slave, slave, slave. And this term is limiting. It's a term. So anything that is in fashion at one point will eventually go out of fashion. And so what Maximilian Kolbe does is he says, yes, slave, whatever, that's great. Also property, okay, wonderful, that's great. And possession, okay, wonderful, that's great. Any other term that exists or will ever exist that means total, I want that. So let me share with you two quotes, and then we're gonna get into how Maximilian Kolbe's theology is absolutely revolutionary and how you are a part of this great cosmic battle and actually a great cosmic victory if you simply persevere. Let's begin with some of his quotes. Maximilian Kolbe says, servant, son, slave, possession, property, but we desire even more. We want to be hers without any limitation, thus including all of these meanings and any others that shall be invented or which could still be invented. We are hers of the Immaculate, unlimitedly hers, perfectly hers. We are, as it were, her very self. We want to belong to the Immaculate, to the point that not only nothing may remain in us that is not of her, but that we may become annihilated, as it were, in her, changed in her, transubstantiated in her, that she herself may remain. So Maximilian Kolbe is saying that if I do total consecration to the best of my ability, nobody does it perfect. Take that burden of perfection off of your shoulders. We're striving. But if I do the best that I can to do God's will with, in, and through the Virgin Mary, Maximilian Kolbe is saying that it's as if the Virgin Mary becomes alive in you and you become open to a pipeline of grace because she's a spouse of the Holy Spirit. And so when he explained this, he was giving a lecture to some seminarians in Rome, and he wrote a very simple math equation. Because although Maximilian Kolbe is a man who's wildly in love for the Virgin Mary, he's also exceptionally brilliant. And a brilliant person can take complex ideas and simplify them. So this is his simplified idea. So he put on the chalkboard, he put a V, because he was writing and teaching in Latin. We're using a W, and you'll see why in a moment. Capital W plus lowercase w equals S. S means sanctity. That also means satisfaction, because when I'm holy, I'm also happy. S could also mean perfect union with the life of God, the life of the Spirit. So capital W, voluntas in Latin, is the will of God. The will of God. The cross is the cross. This is the mystery of Christianity. There has to be a sacrifice in order for there to be a resurrection. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the good. And this is how we are united to Christ at the foot of the cross. There is no avoiding the cross. Sacrifice and suffering is a part of our human existence, but it is Christ at the cross who brings about the power of the resurrection in our sacrifices and sufferings. So what am I offering up at the cross? This little W, my very will. If I simply sacrifice my will for the will of God, I will have perfect sanctity. I will have satisfaction in my heart. And this is exactly what the Virgin Mary did. Even though she was in sticky situations, she said, "Let it be done to me according to thy word. Fiat, I am the handmaid of the Lord." And she did this at every single moment of her life. So she was perfectly united to the will of God. When we do our consecration, the will of Mary and the will of God are the same. So I can flip this equation upside down. This is so powerful. If I have my little will, and I sacrifice my little will for the will of Mary, which, remember, is the same will as the will of God, then what happens? I do God's will perfectly, easier, to the greatest degree, with the most consolation possible. And so I become perfectly united to the Holy Spirit. And so by sacrificing of my will for the will of Mary, it is no longer I who live, but Mary who lives in me. And who lives in Mary? Jesus Christ. And so by giving myself to Mary, by doing her will, Jesus Christ will live in me perfectly and will be born into the world. Final quote from St. Maximilian Kolbe, and we'll wrap this up. Have you not given thought to what you will become when it is no longer you who act, but she herself who loves God and men in you and by means of you? Do you not realize that in such a case, your actions come to be measured by her dignity, that in her hands they become pure and without blemish, just as she is all pure and without blemish? This is revolutionary, and this is why the devil is attacking many of you, causing the squeeze, throwing you into desolations. But we must persevere. We must call upon the Virgin Mary. We must cling to her with humility like a child and say, "Mary, I'm struggling, but I'm going to get through this with your help and with your grace." Why? It's about the flow of grace that occurs when you sacrifice your will for the will of the Immaculate. It took 12 apostles to spread Christianity to the ends of the world, but it only took one Mary to bring Christ into the world. And so if I do the best I can to become like Mary, and a soul in Virginia does the best that that person can, or somebody in Indiana, or Arizona, or Arkansas, or California, or Wisconsin, or India, or the Philippines, or Africa, and that's what we have going on right now, my brothers and sisters. We have people all over the world offering their lives over to the Virgin Mary. Maximilian Kolbe said, we have to conquer the world for the Immaculate as soon as possible, as soon as possible, as soon as possible, and this will bring about the reign of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ here on earth. So all we need to do is persevere and do the best we can to offer everything and to do everything in union with Mary, and she's going to bring Christ into the world. We're going to win this cosmic battle, and you're a part of it. God bless you. God love you, and we will see you